I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says the summary document Attorney General William Barr released on the Mueller investigation leads to more questions than answers. The report shows Special Counsel Robert Mueller found no evidence of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia in the 2016 presidential race. But it left open questions about obstruction of justice. Durbin said Saturday, the day before Barr released a four-page summary, there's no clear legal precedent to compel the Justice Department to release the report.
Well, it could be an interesting battle because the limitations on the release of this report are strictly the regulations of the Department of Justice. They are not the law of the land. So I don't think there's ever been a court contest. If we demand the complete report so the American people can see it, all of it, it'll be a case of first impression in the courts.
Durbin says the Senate Judiciary Committee, on which he serves, should be among the first to see the full document. In other news, supporters of legalizing recreational cannabis will tell you getting an Illinois program up and running could benefit communities of color affected by the war on drugs. Jacqueline Driscoll reports not everyone believes that will happen.
In a bustling barbershop on the east side of Springfield, the state chapter of the NAACP, the country's leading civil rights organization, made its stance clear. Don't legalize recreational cannabis. Teresa Haley, the group's president, says nothing good can come out of that, especially for black and brown communities.
Over here on the east side, it's dilapidating. I mean, there are more lots and more liquor stores than there are homes and schools and people thriving black businesses. We're hurting, and we want to stop the bleeding.
Haley says making drugs more accessible won't help their neighborhoods. But lawmakers involved in crafting the plan say they are working to ensure a positive impact in those communities. I'm Jacqueline Driscoll.
A DeKalb County assistant state's attorney was shot to death in an incident of domestic violence. Stacia F. Hollingshead, 30, of Sycamore, was fatally wounded in a home in Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. That's according to the Daily Chronicle. The prosecutor was a graduate of NIU and served 11 years as a U.S. Army intelligence analyst. Charges could be filed Tuesday by Wisconsin authorities against the suspect, Ulysses W. Medina Espinoza of Beaver Dam. And American Airlines is extending cancellations of flights through April 24th due to the grounding of Boeing 737 MAX aircraft. This is Illinois News.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Governor J.B. Pritzker says he wants to work to stabilize higher education, including Southern Illinois University, as quickly and efficiently as possible. Pritzker appointed five new members to SIU's Board of Trustees on Friday. In an interview earlier this month, the governor was asked about recent calls to split the system.
I think we need stability in SIU, and so, you know, what I want to make sure is that we've got representation. The board is going to make the decision ultimately, but I think getting representation from every campus that is, you know, that is in the SIU system and making sure that it's balanced is the right way to go. But decisions should be made locally.
Pritzker on Friday named Edgar Curtis, Ed Hightower, Subhash Sharma, John Simmons, and Roger Tedrick to the board. Hightower, Simmons, and Tedrick have served before. The board meets this week in Springfield with an update on the search for a new system president on the agenda, along with other things. A variety of medical displays, health providers, and more were on hand over the weekend at John A. Logan College for the annual Southern Illinois Wellness Expo. WSIU's Kevin Boucher was there.
Kathy Ann Garavaglia came from Benton.
As I like to get the blood screening done, and then you can actually pick up the results before you leave.
Kevin Huntsberger is with the Southern Illinois Wellness Group.
We have Star Wars characters walking around in their activities. The idea is to keep the kids busy and show them that, you know, going to an event like this is not such a bad thing.
To learn more, go to southernillinoiswellness.com. I'm Kevin Boucher.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller.